It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Dr. Ashley Yauger. She is with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County, and they've got an event coming up on the 29th of October, and it is a prescription drug turn-in. You know, a lot of times maybe you've had surgery and you have prescription drugs like narcotics and those kind of things that you don't know what to do with, or if, you know, someone passes away and all of that information, it just kind of adds up. The right thing and the correct thing to do is not to, you know, tell somebody, hey, you know what, I've got these if you want to try them. The right thing to do is to get rid of them. And we're going to talk about how you can do that and the event that's coming up. Dr. Yauger, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, glad to be here.
So let's talk about this for a moment. We just spent some time talking off the air, and you were saying a very staggering statistic to me. Roughly how many times or how many days does it take before someone could possibly be addicted to a narcotic?
Yeah, it only takes about 7 days for people to start developing symptoms of a substance use disorder. Because of the way that our brains are wired, some people are just predisposed to experience euphoria or get a different experience from prescription medications than another person who wouldn't experience anything with them, right? And would be like, whatever, I don't like these. They make me sleepy.
Right. And you know, some people it works for, some people it doesn't. But I think that the main focus of this drop-off event is really to clear out, so to speak, to clear out medicine chests and those things, to drugs that maybe are expired or maybe you have no use for anymore. And you know, we were discussing the fact that a lot of times, you know, somebody will say, oh, I just, you know, my back's killing me, I heard it, or something like that. And someone will say, well, I've got these, I just had back surgery. You should maybe, if you want, you can try one of those. That's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is get rid of these things, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, our loved ones, our family, our friends, they have the best of intentions when they're offering someone a prescription that maybe they had from a previous surgery, dental work, whatever it might be, like you said. But actually, over half of people who are getting opioid prescriptions, not from a doctor, is actually from family or friends, knowingly or unknowingly. But a lot of times people are just trying to, you know, do the best they can to help out a friend. But really, that can be a slippery slope and lead someone into a substance use disorder without, you know, having any negative or ill intention with it. So the best thing to do is not to share it with anybody, but encourage them to get medical attention if they are having chronic pain. There's a lot you can do for chronic pain that's not medication. There's so many great alternative pain management strategies, and that's probably a talk for a different day. But on on National Prescription Take-Back Day, this is all across the country on October 29th, and the DEA, we're partnering with them as well, does it twice a year, and the local sheriff's office in Carbon County is going to be there to help us take back these medications in an anonymous and drive-through, easy drop-off way. You can drop off any medications. It doesn't have to be opioids. It can be any old or expired medication, or medication that you're not going to use anymore, or your grandma's medication that she's like, here, take this, I'm not going to use it anymore. You can bring any of that back, as well as any vape or e-cigarette devices without the battery. You can drop those off as well.
And one, like as we said, you know, for various reasons, maybe you have these around your house. It could have been a surgery. It could have been, you know, a relative that passed away and you know where they're at. This is the time to get those and get them taken and turned into the proper place, and they will dispose of and take care of them the way they're supposed to do. Once again, it's going to be on October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it will be in the parking lot across from Sutherland's, and it used to be like the overflow lot for Auto Farm. So that kind of gives you an idea of where you need to go with this. And you said that there will be somebody from the sheriff's office there taking in the drop-offs and everything. No questions asked, no nothing, just take them and drop them off, right?
Yep, exactly. No questions asked. Totally anonymous. Drop them off. You don't have to fill anything out. If you do want brunch or a free swag bag, we actually will have that from 10 a.m. to noon. So we're trying to just be there as much as we can, provide information to our community members, and, you know, come grab a snack. Come get some brunch with us from 10 to noon for the first 100 people to come. They can have brunch and a swag bag.
So there you go. Just show up early, and it'll be totally worth your while.
For sure. And then if you want to show up later, we're actually rolling right into the trunk or treat that's going to be in at that same location from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So come early and then come join us later.
Sounds like you've got a full day planned out there. Now, if people can't make it to this, there are other locations in the area that they can drop them off, correct?
Absolutely, yes. There's actually about 10 other locations in Carbon and Emory County that people can drop off medications anytime. Again, no questions asked. There's just a drop box. You don't have to do it at certain times of the year. You can do it anytime you're done with a medication. And again, no questions asked. There are several in Carbon County, for example, at the Castleview. They have a drop box there. They have one at the local sheriff's department. And they also have some in Emory County at Boyd's Pharmacy or Green River Medical Center, just as a couple examples in both of our areas.
All right. And if people are wondering where to get more information or even maybe the locations of those, can they give you guys a call down there at the office? You can kind of help them out?
Absolutely, yes. Please call me. My line at the office is 435-636-3276.
Once again, we've been speaking with Dr. Ashley Yauger of the USU Extension Office, and it's a prescription drug drop-off day on October 29th. Goes from 10 to 2 in the parking lot there across from Sutherland's. Dr. Yauger, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you all there.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.